I'm a Sudbury resident. I do cleaning for a living. I used to work at the post office quite a few years back. I did delivering mail there. In March of this year, I was coming home. Actually, a friend and I were coming home from the other side of the Sioux, Michigan. We were gone over to do a little bit of gambling. And anyway, on the way home, just on this side of the Sioux, I was just getting ready. She was driving, and I was just putting my seat back, and I happened to, as you know, as you're sitting back, I was looking up, and we saw this intense light, and it was, the only way I can describe the light was white. And anyway, as we were driving, it looked like it was coming down straight at us. Like, the speed it was traveling at was phenomenal. I couldn't even say the speed. It looked like it was coming right at us. I thought it was going to hit, not us, but hit somewhere by us. I thought maybe it was a meteor or something. But unfortunately, it didn't hit. It seemed to plane out, and it went right over us. And I turned around. I remember turning around in the car, and I was looking out the back window, because I was telling my friend this, that it didn't hit. It's not... It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a meteor. I looked behind the car, and I kept telling her to pull over because my curiosity, I've been waiting all my life for something like this because I've always been a believer. And she wouldn't pull over anyway. It put a little bit of a scare into her. Now, neither one of us actually could believe what we saw that night. But when I turned around and I looked out the back window, it seemed to... It had gone quite a distance, but I could still see it in the sky. I'd say it was probably about the height of the, as high up as, not quite as high, I'd say as the stack, the highest stack in Coppercliff. And it seemed to just stop, like it hovered. We couldn't have been the only ones who had seen it that night. There had to be somebody else. Actually, there was a car on the opposite side of the highway, and he was headed towards the Sioux. And he had to have seen. Anybody who was out that night, wouldn't have missed it. And like I say, it was a bright light. It was, I'd say, oblong shape. I know you hear a lot of people saying, like, the shape of a cigar. Well, that is a oblong shape. And the light that was coming off of it was just intense, very, very white, bright light. I don't know what else more I could tell you. It was an experience I know neither one of us will forget. My friend and I, we still talk about it actually every now and then to this day, and I do a little more sky watching now than I ever have before, hoping that to see something else again. That's pretty much all I can tell you. I don't know what year it would have been that she had seen this, but I remember talking to her because I've always been a believer in unidentified flying objects. And we'd happen to be sitting around just chatting, and I had asked her, I said, well, do you believe, you know, in things you hear about UFOs? And I always watch Mysteries of the Unexplained when it comes on and stuff like that. So anyway, we happened to get into conversation, and she told me, she says, you know, Heather, she says, one day, they used to have a camp in behind, what's it called? I can't even remember the name of the lake. I'll think of it while I'm chatting. It's in off of a stair. You go up through a stair and in the back. They used to call it Barlow Bay, but I can't remember the name of the lake right now. Nipawassee, that's what it was. Anyway, to make a long story short, we had been chatting, and she said on their way into camp one night, they had been driving the dirt road, and they happened to see something in the sky, and they couldn't explain what it was either. They knew it wasn't a plane. I mean, you know, anybody who does sky watching, and actually you don't even have to do any sky watching, just see a plane at night and then see something that you can't explain, you know it's not a plane. And I know a lot of people are going, oh yeah, they're planes, but really they're not. And what she saw, and it was like I had said, she had seen a bright light, and they couldn't explain it, and it had other lights around it. And she said it had traveled, like, 1 minute it was there, and then just it was gone. It had traveled at an incredible speed. And I remember having that conversation with her, so that brought back a lot. I remember when I saw what I saw, and the first person I told my mother, I told my husband, I told my kids, I told my aunt, I told a lot of people I knew, actually, and it was an experience.